From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. President Obama has welcomed Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki to the White House. The president repeated his vow to pull all U.S. troops out of Iraq by the end of 2011.
We're in the midst of a full transition to Iraqi responsibility and to a comprehensive partnership between the United States and Iraq based on mutual interests and mutual respect.
Mr. Obama will also hold a news conference tonight. He'll discuss his push to overhaul the nation's health care system. The Republican leader in the House of Representatives, John Boehner of Ohio, says the president will only repeat myths. Supreme Court nominee Judge Sonia Sotomayor has received support from another Republican senator, Lindsey Graham of South Carolina. He plans to vote to confirm her.
I understand the path of least resistance for me personally would be to vote no. That's probably true anytime you're in a minority party and you lost the election, but I feel compelled to vote yes. And I feel that this is the right vote for me and, quite frankly, for the country in this case.
Graham is the fifth Republican to decide to approve Sotomayor's nomination. Earlier today, Arizona Republican Senator John Kyle announced he would not support her. He says he is not convinced Sotomayor can set aside racial bias to make impartial decisions. The Senate has turned back a measure that would let people carry concealed weapons across state lines. NPR's David Wellness says opponents were worried about different laws in different states.
Those who opposed the amendment said that this would be a sort of a race to the lowest common denominator. Those states with the most lax standards would be able to have their residents go into the states that have the most stringent standards.
Opponents included officials in several states and many chiefs of police. The mental health records of the Virginia Tech student gunman who killed 32 students and faculty members have been found and will be made public. From member station WVTF in Roanoke, Beverly Amsler reports.
Sung-Hui Cho was under a court order to receive mental health counseling at the Virginia Tech Counseling Center more than a year before the April 2007 murders. Investigators wanted more information about the treatment and say it could shed some light on his state of mind at the time, but his patient file was missing. Governor Tim Kaine has announced the records were found in the home of a counseling center worker who left shortly before the murders.
There is a civil lawsuit pending concerning the matter, and in connection with the defense and preparation of that civil lawsuit, the file was recovered.
Police say taking the file was illegal, and they're looking into its disappearance. For NPR News, I'm Beverly Amsler in Roanoke, Virginia.
On Wall Street at the close, the Dow Jones Industrials were down 38 points at 8,878. The Nasdaq was up 9 at 1925. The S&P 500 was down a fraction. This is NPR. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says North Korea must give up its nuclear program for good. Speaking in Thailand, Clinton said if Pyongyang continues to defy the international community, other countries will apply more sanctions. A panel for Pakistan's Supreme Court has ordered former President Pervez Musharraf to testify. The panel's investigating whether his declaration of a state of emergency in late 2007 was constitutional and his dismissal of judges. NPR's Julie McCarthy reports from Islamabad.
The court, headed by reinstated Chief Justice Iftikhar Chowdhury, ordered Pervez Musharraf to appear in court next Wednesday or send his legal counsel. The former army chief, who was living in London, seized power in a 1999 military coup and became a critical and much criticized U.S. ally following the September 11 attacks in 2001. In 2007, Musharraf dismissed the Supreme Court Chief Chowdhury and 60 other judges, a purge that sparked mass protests against what political opponents called his bid to stay in office another 5 years. Under pressure, Musharraf lifted his emergency rule and allowed parliamentary elections, but facing possible impeachment, he stepped down last August. The new proceedings against Musharraf could lay the groundwork for future action, possibly even a trial. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
Automaker Chrysler says it's going to offer motorists a deal. If they'll trade in their older vehicles for some certain Chrysler models, the automaker will offer them $4,500. It's a match for a government incentive. The Cash for Clunkers program is intended to help the automaker regain its financial footing. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News, from Washington.